Season is over sooner than a lot of us would have liked, but now we look to ahead to the future, and the Ravens are having locker room clean out today. That started at 2 o'clock, so it might be done by now. They will have their off-season media responsibility, depending on who's here and who stays, who's here and who's gone. Alas, what do we think happens next with this team? We know they're locked into the 14th pick in the draft.
I mean, in terms of the minutia, this is a place that Bisciotti hasn't been in really ever.
Probably the year that he had to fire Billick because they went like 5-11 and they were, that was a disaster. Like, yeah. Players were throwing flags and like it seemed like the inmates were running the asylum kind of thing. It was bad.
And remember,
but even that, I feel like we all knew that was happening. Where this is a little bit.
Well, you mean he knew he was getting fired?
But but he changed his mind. Remember, he came out and said Billick's safe and then a couple weeks later fired him.
Yeah. So, been a long time. I mean, he's in a different place in his life. He's a different point.
That's 18 years ago.
And that was also going into him making his first coaching hire.
Yep.
So he's never had to fire a guy he hired.
No.
Which is remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. And so this was not going to be, you know, Atlanta, Raheem Morris, 45 minutes after the season's over. Yeah.
Hey, great fight at the end of the season by them.
Yeah. And so I think it's going to require, and also given where he is contractually, that if there is going to be an extrication of Harbs from the organization.
Same thing as Billick, though.
It's going to have to, yeah, but Billick was different because I didn't think Billick was going to get a job unless he wanted to be an offensive coordinator and reprove himself, which he never was going to do. And he was making so much money he didn't have to do. He wasn't going to be an it guy. As far as I know, Brian Billick had one head coaching interview the entirety of his life after he was let go by Steve Bisciotti. And that was with Philadelphia at a time when they were having one of those coaching searches that was totally off the rails. And people were pulling out of it. And like it was very early in Howie's tenure and it was bad. And so Billick did get an interview.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Harbaugh's going to get hired in 30 seconds. Whatever
you may think of Harbaugh the last 3 or 4 years here, he's going to be able to call his own shots. But so, like, how are we going to handle this contractually? My PR people got to get together with your agent, right? We got to get our story straight. Like, there's more to it. Now, I don't know that he has to fly on the guy's yacht and we've got to wait for organizational meetings to do it, but it's not going to happen lickety-split.
Here's a little color for how outside view Harbaugh. So Ian O'Connor, longtime columnist, New York, he says this was this morning. As we sit here right now, I think Kevin Stefanski is the leader in the Giants clubhouse. The team has had internal conversations about John Harbaugh, as you would expect, in case he leaves the Ravens. Harbaugh would hurdle Stefanski if he's free. So just some color for people that think, well, John Harbaugh's a terrible coach, whatever. No. Outside, he's going to get a job in 30 seconds if he wants it.
These teams would fall all over themselves. Now, do you want to try to make this a trade situation? Mm-hmm. Would he want to explore college? I know you'd say, well, it's late in the game for college. John Harbaugh pops up on the scene. A lot of these donors who think the guy they got ain't worth what we're paying him, blow him out and bring this guy in.
For what it's worth, he's told media on and off the record he has no interest in coaching in college. So that just for what it's worth.
And he may want to take a leap year. And so there will be lawyers. So anyone who's thinking, oh, well, nothing's happened yet, that means nothing's going to happen. I don't feel that way at all. Now, if they were to start firing coordinators and assistant coaches and put a release out that lists a certain number of coaches as not being back, then that would be a red flag for me if I'm of the camp, which I'm in, that this thing needs to start over. Because that would be one thing if they say we're letting everybody out of their contract to explore what else is out there while we mull decisions. That's one thing. You get a press release saying Zach Orr has been relieved of his duties. We've agreed to part ways with this assistant coach and that assistant coach and that assistant coach. Then that would be an indication to me that
John's staying.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. You don't see a coordinator get fired and then a couple days later a head coach get fired in this realm. Now, this is very inside. Maybe it's much ado about nothing, but I do find it interesting that PR is yet to send out an email of when John Harbaugh is going to talk.
Absolutely noteworthy.
I think that is very interesting. But look, I've been saying it for weeks now. I think it took me until the Texans game to start questioning John Harbaugh and his future in Baltimore, because that game never happens under him. And then it was the first Steelers game where, look, John had a hell of a run here. And if you would have told Ravens fan Steve Bisciotti that he'd be here through the 2025 season when he came to Baltimore in 2008, everyone would have signed up for that. The postseason success early, the Super Bowl early, navigating the beginning of Lamar Jackson. John Harbaugh did a tremendous job here. But that being said, there is an expiration date on all of these things.
Nothing lasts forever.
And it just might be
except
best.
The bone simulator.
Yeah, well, yeah. Where is the bone simulator?
Bone simulator featured prominently in Friday's New Year's resolution six pack.
Yes,
oh,
yeah, yeah,
did I? Was it Friday?
It was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday was our Friday.
Were there any other in your six pack of me?
Yes.
Or was that?
Yeah,
okay. Odyssey app.
So Odyssey app. Okay.
Yeah,
but we need the ratings. If we even get ratings from that, I don't know.
But with this, we brought it up constantly. His mentor Andy Reid, and just the second coaching life that he had when he left Philadelphia. I have a ton of faith that John, if he went Tennessee or any, he will
Tennessee. Interesting.
He will immediately raise the floor of the organization that he goes to, and he's going to be highly sought after, and rightfully so.
Coming up next, Ravens lose to the Steelers. Time for a six-pack, our first of the day. Six-pack of defensive observations. And, man, there's a lot of stuff to observe from last night. We'll give you ours next here on The Fan.